September 26, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Now, what we're going to do this week is look at a brief biographical sketch of a few heroes of the faith, and we're going to do so in terms of their love for Scripture. See, the power of God is unleashed on the people of God through the Word of God. And what we've seen in church history is that when men and women become lovers of the Bible, they usually do great things. William Carey is one of them. William Carey was an English Baptist missionary and a Reformed Baptist minister, known as the father of modern missions. Carey was one of the founders of the Baptist Missionary Society. As a missionary, he served in India and translated the Bible into numerous languages and dialects. He is one of the giants of church history. All right? And this man absolutely loved the Word of God. In fact, his zeal for taking the gospel to unreached people groups was driven by the Bible itself. At one point, Carey preached a pro-missionary sermon using Isaiah 54, verses 2 through 3, as his text, in which he repeatedly used the phrase, which has become his most famous quotation, "Expect great things from God, attempt great things for God." Tom Nettles writes, "It would be impossible to overestimate the importance of Carey's understanding of the authority of Scripture and the sovereignty of God for the organization and implementation of the mission to India. Carey considered the Great Commission of Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, to be the direct words of Jesus, and thus a binding revelation upon the present generation." Carey wrote, "Every believer in divine revelation must concede that the sacred scriptures assure us that Christ will conquer all nations and that the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. Therefore, Carey called for the organization of a foreign mission society." Carey left the shores of London and set sail for Calcutta, India in April of 1793. And once they arrived in India, Carey and his team worked ferociously on translating the scriptures into the common dialect of the people. In March 1812, after he had been in India for nearly 20 years, a fire ripped through the mission printing works, destroying irreplaceable manuscripts. It was a huge setback. Now just imagine, you've given your life for this, and you have literally spent years toiling in this, and much of it was destroyed. Much of it was destroyed. The night after the fire, Carey wrote about the event to a friend and said, "I wish to be still and know that the Lord is God, and to bow to His divine will in everything. He will no doubt bring about good out of this evil and make it the occasion of prompting His interest. But to us at present, the providence is exceedingly dark." All right, now, time out. All right, what he's doing here is drawing comfort from two passages. Psalm 46:10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God," and Romans 8:28. "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good, for those who are called according to His purpose." Well, unfortunately, the hardship of the fire paled in comparison to the tragedies that Carey had to endure. He would bury two wives and three children. He fought back multiple illnesses that nearly took his life. And he served in India for 41 years and never took a furlough. He didn't even baptize his first Indian convert until his seventh year on the field. So what kept him going during these low points? It was the promise found in Matthew 28. "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That was from the very passage that in the beginning drove him to let goods and kindreds go and take the gospel to unreached peoples. In his journal entry dated August 27, 1794, Carey wrote, "Nothing new. My soul is barren and unfruitful. Yet I find pleasure in drawing near to God and a peculiar sweetness in His holy word. I find the Bible more and more to be a very precious treasure. So what we see in the life and the mission of William Carey is that his love for Scripture did two things. Number one, it drove him to do great things for God. Number two, it sustained him through the hardships as he did great things for God. After he died on June 9th, 1834, these simple words would be inscribed on the stone slab that marked his grave in India. "A wretched, poor, and helpless worm, on thy kind arms I fall." May God raise up more helpless worms who are passionate for His Word. Helpless worms who attempt great things for God, and in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily. Come.